Chapter 4. Dickon. One day, Mary saw a boy sitting under a tree. He seemed about 12 years old. He played on a pipe. Two rabbits and a squirrel were near him. They seemed to listen to the tune he played. The boy got up carefully because he didn't want to frighten the animals. He had blue eyes and a round pink face.
"I'm Dickon,"
he said to Mary.
"I've brought the garden tools and some flower seeds."
Dickon had a kind and gentle smile, and Mary felt that she knew him quite well. She felt that if the wild animals could trust him, then she could trust him too.
"Do you know about the secret garden?"
asked Mary.
"I've heard about it,"
Dickon answered.
"But I don't know where it is. Come with me,"
Mary said. Mary was careful that no one saw them, and then she took Dickon through the door in the wall. Dickon was very surprised.
"This is a strange, pretty place,"
he said.
"It's like being in a dream."
Dickon looked around at all the plants and trees which Mary thought were dead.
"All of these will grow,"
he said.
"There'll be flowers and roses everywhere in a few weeks."
Dickon and Mary worked together to clear away the weeds and dead wood. Mary felt that she had never known anyone like Dickon. She tried to speak in a warm, friendly voice, like Dickon's and Martha's.
"Do you like me?"
she asked.
"Yes, I do,"
he laughed.
"The robin likes you too."
That evening, after dinner, Mrs. Medlock took Mary to see Mr. Craven.
"He's going abroad tomorrow, and he wants to see you first,"
she said. Mary felt a little afraid. She felt sure that she would not like Mr. Craven and that he would not like her. But she found that Mr. Craven wasn't really frightening and that his back wasn't really crooked. His face was handsome, but he looked sad and worried. He asked Mary if there was anything that she would like. Mary asked for a piece of garden in which to grow her own flowers.
"Of course,"
said her uncle.
"You may take any bit that is not used."
Mary was delighted. Now she could have the secret garden for herself. That same night, Mary was awakened by the wind roaring around the house. She couldn't sleep, and as she lay in bed, she heard the crying noise again.
"That's not the wind,"
she thought.
"I'm going to find out where that noise is coming from."
Mary took a candle to light her way along the dark corridors. Suddenly, she noticed a light from under one of the doors. The crying sound came from behind the door, and Mary knew that it was a child. She gently opened the door and saw that a young boy lay on the bed, crying. When the boy saw Mary, he stopped crying at once.
"Are you a ghost?"
he asked. He looked very frightened.
"No, I'm Mary Lennox,"
she answered.
"Who are you?"